Thank you, Madam Chair. The CARICOM Group in Geneva welcomes the opportunity to participate in this fourth forum on human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. The Caribbean community has the smallest and most vulnerable states of the Western Hemisphere. But we also have some of the strongest and most long-standing traditions of democracy in the Americas. We therefore emphasize the importance of upholding democratic values despite the environmental, economic, and security challenges that confront us. We also thank the panelists for their insightful remarks and their considered comments, which can all shape how we respond to these challenges. So thank you very much, distinguished panelists. The COVID-19 pandemic presents several challenges that require us to reflect on where we have been going and whether we need to change course. As the pandemic tests the strength of our democracies, we must respond by promoting and protecting human rights at all levels. We must ensure civil society space. We must protect the poor and those in conditions of vulnerability. In short, we must deliver on the promise of democracy. CARICOM states have long prioritized social protection systems for our people. Many may be aware that the ILO standards on social security and the CARICOM agreement on social security are examples of arrangements that contribute to social cohesion and to a country's well-being, overall growth, and development by bolstering living standards. For our states, gender equality is also a core principle of public policy and understood as both a building block and a derivative of true democracy. We therefore strive to ensure the full inclusion and participation of women in decision making, to value their important contributions when performing caregiving roles, as well as to provide the necessary support systems to facilitate their full inclusion while continuing to address issues such as gender-based violence. Madam Chair, climate change and the increased frequency and intensity of natural disasters pose an existential threat to CARICOM states. International solidarity, characterized by democratic and inclusive multilateral processes and institutions, is needed to address these challenges. This is why we, as CARICOM, welcome the recent COP27 decision to establish a loss and damage fund, and we call for its full operationalization and resourcing. Other panelists would have described the challenges in the areas of communication, public discourse, and indeed having that frank exchange which is concomitant on democracy. We as CARICOM also believe in these principles and support their extension. We are reminded that global challenges, if these are to be truly addressed, must be met collectively and in a democratic fashion. CARICOM is therefore committed to working within the family of nations to make this world a better place. We will do this together. Thank you, Madam Chair.